Well, on the screen is a picture of one of our parishioners, Ryan Miller, who's the United States Navy, I believe, beginning his third tour in the United States Navy. He has been around the world. I believe it's called the Scarrett was the ship that he was on. I think he's currently in San Diego. I put that picture up there because of his mom. Pam is our parish secretary. She works in the office. And I walk in that office and Pam is smiling and she's got that glow on her face and looks like she could walk on water. And my chief offers to make me a cup of coffee. I know Ryan's on leave. I know that Ryan is back because I know that she looks forward to that because she loves all her kids very, very much, but Ryan's so far away and could be called up for duty anytime to go anywhere the Navy wants to send him. So those precious reunions, they're very, very important. And that's what today's readings are all about. Today's readings are about reunions, about being together again. In the first reading, Ezekiel says, "And I will make everyone rise from their graves. I promise I will do it, says the Lord." That death is not the end, but we will again see each other. And so St. Paul also references the same thing. And finally, in today's gospel, we have a living, breathing example of it. Jesus wants to show you what it's going to be. Lazarus rises from the dead and is reunited with his sisters. Imagine Mary and Martha's face to be reunited again with their brother. And that is what it's all about. And Lent is a time, of course, we think of our sins, we think of penance. You know, it's a time to abstain, a time to give up things and think about how we can improve our lives. But it leads to an Easter. And today's reading is a foretaste of the Easter, which is only 2 weeks away, to remind us that that risen Christ, that resurrection, is not only just rising from the dead, is not only rising to heaven, but also is the great reunion where you'll be with everyone you ever knew before. And what a glorious reunion that will be.